This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:05, 5 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. We have 73 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly sunny today, high today in the upper 80s. Actually, really nice weather on the way, and no mention specifically of any rain at all, either today or tonight. That's kind of unusual. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the low 90s, so it's really going to get warm and steamy later on in the week. Today, actually a pretty nice day. Sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. Not bad at all. Chapel Hill police are seeking information in an early morning break-in at the Radio Shack at Eastgate Shopping Center. It happened at about 2:30 this morning. Police got an alarm call from the Radio Shack. Officers arrived shortly thereafter to find the glass in the front door smashed with a rock and items thrown around the store. As of 5:30 this morning, Radio Shack management said it had not yet been able to determine what, if anything, had been stolen. Police say they have no details and a suspect yet, but if you have any information, please get in touch with Chapel Hill Police. The 11th Moral Monday is set to go in Raleigh today at Halifax Mall at 5 p.m. So far, 700 people have been arrested. This week's rally will focus on the rights and leadership of women in North Carolina. This days after the State House of Representatives passed a controversial bill tightening abortion restrictions. It was estimated that last week's demonstration was the largest crowd so far. The Moral Monday protests have gained the attention of a lot of national news outlets, such as MSNBC and Fox News. Even the New York Times published an editorial last week with the headline, "The Decline of North Carolina," concerning recent legislation passed by the state and all the protesting in response. Rally leader and NAACP state chapter president Reverend William Barber announced that voting rights will headline the Moral Monday next week, July 22nd. He's also said the NAACP on August 28th will hold demonstrations in each of North Carolina's 13 congressional districts in honor of the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. But once again, the focus today will be on women. It's the 11th Moral Monday in Raleigh. The White Cross Volunteer Fire Department is expanding now to better provide safety to the houses in its district. Currently, White Cross plans to renovate its current facility on Old Greensboro Road and build a new station on Neville Road. White Cross Board of Directors President Tony Blake explains the reason for this expansion.
We're out of space, and we needed to expand our building. Now we realized that years ago and decided to take advantage of USDA funds at a very low rate.
Blake says White Cross plans to use U.S. Department of Agriculture loans only to renovate the current station and will use the amount that Orange County allots for building the new station on Neville Road. On June 4th, White Cross had a meeting with the county commissioners to discuss the plans to build this new fire station and hear concerns from people who live in the area.
Yes, we believe that, it falls within the budget, and that was what we went to talk to the county commissioners and showed them our figures. But we believe that there's a good value for the residents here.
Some people have expressed concerns over building the new fire station in a residential area. Blake says the White Cross Fire Department heard several of these concerns at the commissioners' meeting and responded to the people and the commissioners with a letter answering many questions. He says White Cross plans to hold a community meeting when time permits to address any additional concerns. The location for the new building took a couple of years to find, and Blake says it will have positive benefits for more than 500 houses in the White Cross District.
We looked at several parcels of land over 2 years, and none of them met the criteria, and so the Neville Road location, it was by far the best location we could find.
One of the benefits for 500 houses in the White Cross District is a lower insurance rating. In North Carolina, houses receive insurance ratings based on how far they are from a fire station, and more than 5 miles away receives a much higher rate. By building the new station on Neville Road, several houses in the eastern region of their district will now be within 5 miles and get lower insurance rates. The new station will hold a tanker that the fire station does not currently have and will allow for its staff to better protect the area. The current White Cross facility uses an outdoor shed as well to store some vehicles in the wintertime, making it difficult to use them in an emergency. Also, after building this new facility, White Cross wants to hire 2 more paid staff members to assist the current single paid staff member for the station. White Cross is always looking for volunteers to help its cause and assist in any way. Not all volunteers need to be firefighters. Blake says there are a number of ways you can help. They have a need for volunteers with any professional or support services like bookkeeping, electricians, plumbers, legal, and web page maintenance as well.
Whoever would like to help us and contribute, that's what keeps the cost down and makes it work.
For more information on the White Cross Fire Department, you can view the story on our website at chapelboro.com. Last week, WCHL brought you the story of Symbology, a fair trade clothing company started by a UNC alum as part of our weekly series on young entrepreneurs making an impact here in Chapel Hill. We've been highlighting the ventures of the 1789 Business Incubator in Chapel Hill. WCHL's Rachel Nash sat down with 1789's video production specialist, Nicholas Thomas, to see what he has in the works.
Thomas is the owner and creator of Film Lab, a video production company operating out of the 1789 office above Four Corners Restaurant.
The space is really cool. The view is the best on Franklin Street. And it helps you get work done because it's hard to be cooped up.
Thomas has produced content for many organizations on UNC's campus. He's working on one project currently for The Cube, a program that's a part of Innovate at Carolina. The Tar Heel alum and former junior varsity basketball player majored in management and society with a minor in business, but always knew his passion was for telling other people's stories. He also produced a promotional video for the company Tripster, a place to share travel experiences and recommendations.
I'm passionate about working with startups, entrepreneurs, tech companies, which RTP, it's becoming huge for a lot of these companies to grow here.
The 1789 Business Incubator, which launched in May, is already generating local buzz, not only because of the innovative young entrepreneurs taking up shop there, but also because of how cool of an office space it is.
When you have a space with arcade games and, you know, a phone booth and a ping pong table, all that builds community because people can rally around that.
And that community is one that Thomas says has helped him to thrive. He's able to share ideas with other venturists coming from a diverse range of backgrounds.
Just for an example, yesterday, somebody who's doing another venture, she had a question about Adobe Illustrator. Mm-hmm. And since I know about it, like, I was able to just, she was like, hey, Nick, like, you know, and yeah. I'm just, what do you, like, how do you do this? Like, what do you think about this? And so I was able to just come over and just help her for a few seconds.
1789 participants hope to move on to the launched Chapel Hill Incubator, geared towards the more developed businesses. Before venturists can move on to the next level, though, they have to successfully complete the Joe Startup Initiative, an educational program which helps them to formulate a business plan and also network with other entrepreneurs. It was created by Chris Mumford, who also co-founded Launch with Jim Kitchen. Thomas says Mumford has helped him realize what he can achieve if he works hard.
I hope you guys are so successful that you are in 1789 and you skip Launch and you go get your own office space.
Yeah.
You know, I think that'd be really cool to go get my own office space. You know, not as big as this, obviously.
For more information about Thomas's company, Film Lab, and 1789, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 8:13, 13 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together. The traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks in town. They're made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with that great chewy ice, guaranteed to taste great. And they're only 79 cents, even the 32-ounce size. Cruisers, good to go. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Northup.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic still moving smoothly this morning. We're starting off the week well. I-40, 15501, NC-54 in the Durham Freeway. Not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you. Very well done.
Appreciate
talk to you again in just a little while here.
Sounds good.
All right. Rand Northam with a look at your traffic on WCHL. And your Chapel Hill Carborough weather is brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Listen, if burgers are not your thing, enjoy Five Guys grilled kosher beef hot dogs dressed with any or all of 15 free toppings. Five Guys, Menomont Village in Chapel Hill. Check them out today. The THL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 74 degrees, mostly sunshine today. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow we're looking at partly sunny skies. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon tomorrow. High tomorrow in the low 90s. Chance around 30%. Sounds like a kind of a muggy day. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Overnight low 70s. Chance of rain is 20%. And on Wednesday, partly sunny with a 20% chance of rain continuing. Maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms, but once again, hot, high in the low 90s. So today is not going to be so bad. Probably the best day of the week. High today in the upper 80s, about 88 degrees. A lot of sunshine and no mention at all of any rain. How about that?
Hi, this is Randy Voller, Mayor of Pittsburgh. You're listening to WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz, the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year.
Thank you, Mayor. 8:16, 16 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. Something exciting going on at the Carolina campus. Playmakers Summer Youth Conservatory will perform Sweeney Todd this Wednesday through Sunday at the Center for Dramatic Art at UNC. The Summer Youth Conservatory consists of current high school students and recent high school graduates, giving them the chance to learn more from a professional aspect. Students Emma Beck works on the play from the technical side and comments on her experience working with professionals in the Summer Youth Conservatory.
There are so many people helping us, so many like professional adults, that we get so much one-on-one attention and we are able to learn so much more than we are at high school.
Emma Beck has been working on building the set. The program allows for high school students to gain experience working in a professional theater environment and to perform very difficult shows, such as Sweeney Todd. Director of the performance and artistic director at Cape Fear Regional Theater in Fayetteville, Tom Quaintance, has worked with the Summer Youth Conservatory for 4 years and says he has been absolutely astounded at the level of work these students could accomplish.
Came up and I got to see Urinetown, and I saw that the program had grown to the point and the students were so talented, that the training that they've received, it's like they absolutely can do Sweeney Todd. So we picked Sweeney Todd.
Quaintance says he had previously never expected to work with high school students on such a difficult performance, but after last year's performance, he thought they were ready.
Really exciting play to be working on with students. It was something that I never thought I would want to do with students because It is one of the most challenging musicals ever. I've always loved it.
The program began June 17th, giving the students only 1 month to prepare for opening night. Quaintance says the level of work and commitment that the students put into this performance is unlike what you'll see in most high schools. The star of last year's Urinetown, Adrian Thornburg, again, is in the starring role in this show. He's very much in the spotlight for Sweeney Todd. As an experienced member of Summer Youth Conservatory and a star actor, Thornburg comments on his idea of this year's performance and what's been going on so far.
Well, I'm playing Sweeney Todd, and this has really been a very special experience. I really do think that this is easily the greatest show I've been a part of. Both just on the merits of the show and also just on the merits of what we've put together.
Of course, Adrian Thornburg is only 18 years old, but extremely talented. If you like more information and for a link to purchase tickets, you can view this story on WCHL's website at chapelboro.com. You can also hear the whole interview with Quaintance, Beck, and also Thornburg on chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 8:19, 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you this morning by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in Carborough. Good morning, I'm Ron Stubbs. UNC senior swimmer Stephanie Peacock won the gold medal in the women's 1,500-meter freestyle on Saturday at the World University Games, setting a meet record in the process. Stephanie Peacock is a native of Cape Coral, Florida. She led from start to finish to capture the gold medal in a World University Games record time of 16:04:44. The previous meet record was held by Flavia Rigamonti of Switzerland at 16:05:90. Peacock's American teammate Ashley Steenvoorten finished second at 16:07:89, and Martina Rita Cara Magnoli captured the bronze medal. In the process of winning, Peacock shattered her own university record in the event, which she had set in Friday's preliminaries at 16:23:37. That time was 7 seconds faster than her previous career best at 1,500 meters. UNC school record had been 16:29.04. That was set by Whitney Sprague at the 2009 World University Games coming into the meet. Peacock will continue competition at the World University Games later in the week during competition at the 400-meter and 800-meter freestyles. But again, congratulations to UNC senior swimmer Stephanie Peacock, gold medal winner at the women's 1,500-meter freestyle on Saturday at the World University Games. UNC student athletes Crystal Dunn and Kara Cannizzaro will be going head-to-head as both were nominated for the ESPY Awards for Best Female College Athlete. Both women are expected to attend the ceremony at the Nokia Theater in Los Angeles, California. Dunn guided the dynamic Tar Heel women's soccer team to yet another national title in the 2012 NCAA Women's College Cup. She took it to another level in the postseason, scoring goals in the first four games of the tournament and assisting on goals in both College Cup games, including the game winner against Stanford. Named the most outstanding player in the 2012 NCAA tournament, Cannizzaro also won the Honda Award for Women's Cross, the leader of the UNC National Championship-winning team. Cannizzaro had four goals in the national semifinals and four goals and two assists in the title game. Tar Heel fans can help these two star UNC athletes win the award by voting online at ESPN.com/ESPYs. That's ESPN.com/ESPYS. The 2013 ESPY show can be seen live on ESPN Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. WCHL Championship Sports, good morning. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The PED scandal is on the verge of ruining a sensational baseball season. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. As we await the All-Star Game Tuesday night, another performance-enhancing cloud is hanging over the national pastime. Tell me, do you really care that Roger Maris had 61 homers in only 154 games compared to Mark McGwire swatting 70 in 162? Or Barry Bonds breaking Hank Aaron's and Babe Ruth's career record with a muscle-bound body as big as the Babe's hot dog-inhaling torso? For that matter, why is Tiger Woods' head twice the size as it was at Stanford? Don't we know by now that whatever these athletes are doing from one era to the next is uncontrollable? Did they take away any of George Brett's homers when he started using the pine tar on his bat that most players apply today? How about the spitballs pitchers used to throw that they can't get away with now? Well, for that matter, Pete Rose betting on games he managed. If we let it happen, the sport will be dragged into court and out of our culture by these variables that won't go away. Aren't we out of the steroid era yet? Does it matter that McGwire admitted hitting 70 using a substance that wasn't illegal then but is now? What about Roger Clemens lying through his teeth and walking out of court not guilty? It's beyond our control, folks, so let's play the game with the guys who play it the way they want. There's no choice. We either let society exist at its own uneven level, or we threaten to ruin a sport we love by bickering more about PEDs than RBIs. Most of the players already hate Alex Rodriguez because he's a selfish superstar. Now Ryan Braun is the newest villain since the Brewer slugger got off when his lawyer proved his pee cup was contaminated. If it hasn't ended already, it never will. They can police everything that's happened to date and mete out penalties, and some new scam will arrive in a supposedly undetectable serum. Baseball cannot suspend A-Rod and Braun and 20 other guys without being dragged into court over due process that the leaks about who were Biogenesis clients violated someone's constitutional rights somewhere. Well, my rights are being violated because I have to read about this stuff between the recaps and the box scores. I say, let the guys take what they want in the mouth or in the butt, and let's get on with the game. Their bodies will pay for it in the long run, so why do we have to pay for it now during a baseball season that on the field seems perfect? This is our chance to see ya.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
This is Jay Kreller, realtor with Tony Hall & Associates. I'm a history teacher by degree and believe firmly that looking backward is a great tool in looking forward. Everyone wants realtors to predict the future as they launch into one of the biggest investments of their lives. We can't do that with absolute certainty, but we can employ all the tools at our disposal, including looking back at historical trends, and acknowledge that while the past does not equal the future, It can often help us help you understand what it might bring. Experience matters. This is Jay Crawler with Tony Hall & Associates, where we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Betty Davis famously said, getting old is not for sissies. What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960-6038. HomeWatch Caregivers, let our family care for yours.
Literally thousands of rings on sale this weekend at Diamonds Direct Crabtree. Get unbelievable sale prices on all rings this weekend only. All wedding bands, all anniversary bands, all designer engagement ring mounting, three stone rings, special pricing across the board. Plus, ring designers are here from New York showcasing all the latest styles and all on sale. Don't miss the extra savings at Diamonds Direct's largest ever ring event. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood across from Fleming's.
Good morning, and it's coming up on 826 at WCHL, 26 minutes after 8 o'clock. And let me remind you that if you're constantly on the go, but you want to keep up with all the latest news and entertainment in the Chapel Hill Carborough community, then it's time you downloaded the new Chapelborough 2.0 iPhone app. All your favorite news, sports columns, scenes around town, photo galleries, and, of course, streaming live at WCHL in the palm of your hand on your iPhone. You want to stream WCHL live, we do it 24/7. Go to the homepage, you go to the top right-hand corner of the page. It's very easy, quick process. Visit chapelborough.com to follow the instructions to install the new app as well. Now, you may have had the old Chapelborough app. That won't work anymore. You need to delete that one and get the new one, and it will only take you about a minute to do that. So it's a very easy process. Again, you want to keep up with what's going on in the Chapelborough community, then it is chapelborough.com. We have all our news stories there. We have more details than we can present on the air. We have complete interviews that you can check out if you missed them the first time. And as I said, lots of columns, lots of commentaries, and all kinds of interesting stuff. 8:27 at WCHL, 27 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Like a true diner, we try to give you a warm and wonderful experience. Elmo's is where the staff learns your name and stops by your table to say hello. When your family comes to town, you bring them to Elmo's. It's not the fanciest place, you say, but this is our place. This is where we eat. We serve homemade food and breakfast all the time. We have comfy booths as well as tables and lots of high chairs and boosters for the little ones. We're a gathering place where locals see old friends and visitors make new ones. We're a community restaurant, a local favorite that strives to be a good neighbor and give back.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon-lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
Hi, Tar Heel fans. Jones Angel here to tell you about Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. If you're looking for a winning team to help you purchase the home of your dreams or simply refinance, make sure you call Robbie Oakes and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. I know, I'm glad I did. Corporate Investors Mortgage Group is the only locally owned mortgage bank located right here in Chapel Hill. Robbie Oakes and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. They're here to help you every step of the way.
This is Allison Savage. I'd like to invite you and your friends to Independent Animal Rescue's 11th Annual Painted Chair and More Auction, Saturday, July 27th from 5 to 9 p.m. at the American Legion Hall in Chapel Hill. Enjoy great music, food and drinks, and bid on original artwork, jewelry, and artist-decorated furniture in support of IAR's animal welfare programs. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Go to animalrescue.net or call 403-2221. Thanks to WCHL for supporting Independent Animal Rescue.
All day and all night, 97.9 FM, WCHL is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instantly live streaming on chapelborough.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:29, 29 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather at the bottom of the hour. And it's brought to you you by the Carolina Inn. Join them at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. And, of course, don't forget, Fridays on the Front Porch starting at 5 p.m. each Friday. Great way to end your week at the Carolina Inn. It's 74 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 73 in Carrboro, 74 also in Hillsboro this morning. Mostly sunshine today. High today in the upper 80s. Really nice day. No mention of any rain in the forecast. Notice that? Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, we'll look at partly sunny skies. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon tomorrow. Our high temperature in the low 90s. So really warm day. Chance of rain is 30% tomorrow. Tomorrow night, 20% chance of rain with a low in the low 70s. Then on Wednesday, about the same as tomorrow, partly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and the high on Wednesday, once again, in the low 90s. Wednesday night, we'll get down to the low 70s with a slight chance of rain. Thursday, more of the same with a high in the low 90s once again. Then on Friday, high one more time, low 90s. Definitely warm weather all week long, and today is probably going to be the nicest day of the week. And we have no chance of rain, at least according to the forecast, right now.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24-7 at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch. It's not over.
No justice.
No peace.
What do we want?
Justice.
What do we want?
No.
Neighborhood watchman George Zimmerman found not guilty of murdering teenager Trayvon Martin. The verdict is sparking protests around the country. Ron Kilgore reports from one in Los Angeles.
They walked onto the freeway and they were able to actually stop freeway, a very, very busy freeway running through the heart of the city for at least half an hour to 45 minutes.
Back in Sanford, Florida, CBS's Michelle Miller.
The NAACP says nearly half a million people have signed its online petition urging the Justice Department to pursue criminal civil rights charges against George Zimmerman. In a statement, the Department of Justice says it is looking into the state's case here to see if there are any charges that should be pursued and if there's enough evidence to support them.
It's also possible Martin's family could pursue a wrongful death civil suit. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL, 74 degrees. Starting to heat up a little bit now. Look for a sunshine today. High today in the upper 80s. Love this forecast. Listen, Chapel Hill Police need your help. They're seeking information for an early morning break-in that took place at the Radio Shack at the shops at Eastgate this morning. At about 2:30 this morning, police got an alarm call from the Radio Shack. Officers arrived shortly thereafter to find the glass in the front door smashed with a rock and items thrown around the store. As of early this morning, Radio Shack management said it had not yet been able to determine what, if anything, had been stolen. Police say they have no details on a suspect yet, but if you have any information, please contact Chapel Hill Police. You can call 911 or you can call their regular office number, 919-968-2760. And we have that contact information on our website as well at chapelboro.com. Moral Mondays. We'll talk about today's activity coming up in just a moment. But first, last week, WCHL brought you the story of Symbology, a fair trade clothing company started by a University of North Carolina alum as part of our weekly series on young entrepreneurs making an impact in Chapel Hill. We've been highlighting the ventures, the 1789 Business Incubator. WCHL's Rachel Nash sat down with 1789's video production specialist. His name is Nicholas Thomas, and he tells us what he sees in the works.
Thomas is the owner and creator of Film Lab, a video production company operating out of the 1789 office above Four Corners Restaurant.
The space is really cool. The view is the best on Franklin Street. And it helps you get work done because it's hard to be cooped up.
Thomas has produced content for many organizations on UNC's campus. He's working on one project currently for The Cube, a program that's a part of Innovate at Carolina. The Tar Heel alum and former junior varsity basketball player majored in management and society with a minor in business, but always knew his passion was for telling other people's stories. He also produced a promotional video for the company Tripster, a place to share travel experiences and recommendations.
I'm passionate about working with startups, entrepreneurs, tech companies, which RTP, it's becoming huge for a lot of these companies to grow here.
The 1789 Business Incubator, which launched in May, is already generating local buzz, not only because of the innovative young entrepreneurs taking up shop there, but also because of how cool of an office space it is.
When you have a space with arcade games and, you know, phone booth and a ping pong table, all that builds community because people can rally around that.
And that community is one that Thomas says has helped him to thrive. He's able to share ideas with other venturists coming from a diverse range of backgrounds.
Just for an example, yesterday, somebody who's doing another venture, she had a question about Adobe Illustrator. Mm-hmm. And since I know about it, like I was able to just, she was like, hey, Nick, like, you know, and
yeah.
I'm just, what do you, like, how do you do this? Like, what do you think about this? And so I was able to just come over and just help her for a few seconds.
1789 participants hope to move on to the launched Chapel Hill Incubator, geared towards the more developed businesses. Before venturists can move on to the next level, though, they have to successfully complete the Joe Startup Initiative, an educational program which helps them to formulate a business plan and also network with other entrepreneurs. It was created by Chris Mumford, who also co-founded Launch with Jim Kitchen. Thomas says Mumford has helped him realize what he can achieve if he works hard.
Hope you guys are so successful that you are in 1789 and you skip Launch and you go get your own office space.
Yeah.
You know, I think that'd be really cool to go get my own office space. You know, not as big as this, obviously.
For more information about Thomas's company, Film Lab, and 1789, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The 11th Moral Monday is set for Raleigh today at Halifax Mall at 5 p.m. So far, 700 people have been arrested. This week's rally will focus on the rights and leadership of women in North Carolina, just days after the State House of Representatives passed a controversial bill tightening abortion restrictions. It was estimated that last week's demonstration was the largest crowd so far. The Moral Monday protests have gained the attention of national news media outlets such as MSNBC and Fox News. It seems everyone's talking about it. The New York Times even published an editorial last week. It was headlined, "The Decline of North Carolina," concerning recent legislation passed by the state and protesting in response. Rally leader and NAACP State Chapter President Reverend William Barber announced that voting rights will headline the Moral Monday on July 22nd. He's also said the NAACP on August 28th will hold demonstrations in each of North Carolina's 13 congressional districts in honor of the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. But again, the focus today will be on the rights of women and the leadership of women in North Carolina. Moral Monday will once again start at about 5 p.m. Halifax Mall, just across from the General Assembly building. The White Cross Volunteer Fire Department is expanding to better provide safety to the houses in its district. Currently, White Cross plans to renovate its current facility on Old Greensboro Road and build the new station on Neville Road. White Cross Board of Directors President Tony Blake explains a reason for this expansion.
We're out of space and we needed to expand our building. Now we realized that years ago and decided to take advantage of USDA funds at a very low rate.
Blake says White Cross plans to use U.S. Department of Agriculture loans only to renovate the station they have now and will use the amount the county allots for building the new station on Neville Road. On June 4th, White Cross had a meeting with the Orange County Commissioners to discuss the plans to build a new fire station and to hear concerns from people who live in the area.
Yes, we believe that, it falls within the budget, and that was what we went to talk to the County Commissioners and showed them our figures. But we believe that there's a good value for the residents here.
Some people have expressed concerns over building this new fire station in a residential area. Blake says the White Cross Fire Department heard several of those concerns at the commissioner's meeting, and they responded to the people and the commissioners with a letter answering many of the questions. He says White Cross plans to hold a community meeting when time permits to address any additional concerns. The location for the new building took a couple of years to find. Blake says it will have positive impacts, positive benefits for more than 500 houses in the White Cross district.
We looked at several parcels of land over 2 years, and none of them met the criteria. And so the Neville Road location, it was by far the best location we could find.
One of the benefits for 500 houses in the White Cross district is the lower insurance rating. In North Carolina, houses get insurance ratings based on how far away they are from a fire station. And more than 5 miles away, you have to pay a higher rate. By building the new station on Neville Road, several houses in the eastern region of their district will now be within 5 miles and get lower insurance rates. The new station will hold a tanker that the fire station doesn't currently have and will allow for its staff to better protect the area. The current White Cross facility uses an outdoor shed as well to store some vehicles in the wintertime, which makes it difficult to use them in an emergency. Also, after building the new facility, White Cross wants to hire 2 more paid staff members to assist the current single paid staff member for the station. White Cross is always looking for volunteers to help its cause and assist in any way. And not all volunteers need to be firefighters. Blake says the station has a need for volunteers with any professional or support services. They're looking for bookkeeping help, help from electricians, plumbers, legal help, and maintenance of their webpage.
Whoever would like to help us and contribute, that's what keeps the cost down and makes it work.
If you'd like more information on the White Cross Fire Department, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 8:41. 19 minutes until 9 o'clock. Coming up next, Greg Meyer has today's commentary. And that'll be followed by What You're Saying on the Street on WCHL.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Burger's not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Menomont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz. At Carolina Ophthalmology here in Chapel Hill, Dr. Jamie Bryan has been performing vision correction surgery, including LASIK and PRK, for 18 years. Dr. Bryan performed my vision correction surgery about a decade ago. It really changed my life. Dr. Bryan is certified by the American Board of Ophthalmology and is Chapel Hill's most experienced vision correction surgeon. At your free consultation, Dr. Bryan will answer your questions and evaluate whether vision correction procedures are right for you. Visit Carolina2020.com or call 919-945-EYES.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at buying or selling a house as a competition where there is a clear winner and a clear loser.
I know what you mean, but in my experience...
And that would be vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's million-dollar listing, the one who says, you haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead. Jeez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not let ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility, what you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house at franklinstreetrealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Hi, this is Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt. You're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz, the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year.
Well, thank you, Mayor. 8:43, 17 minutes until 9 o'clock, WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Greg Meyer.
At the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program, we know firsthand what newspaper headlines tell us. Too many boys in our society are failing school and falling between the cracks. Like most mentoring programs, the program that I run has one challenge that surpasses all others, recruiting enough male mentors. Recently, a social worker from one of our local elementary schools told me that she had asked teachers at her school to recommend students for our program. They recommended 2 girls and 8 boys. That's no surprise. There are probably about 4 times as many boys who need mentors as girls. Unfortunately, our female mentors outnumber their male counterparts 2-1. Why don't men volunteer? They consistently tell me that they're too busy, not patient enough, they wouldn't be good at it, or they're not sure that it really works. Guys, I'm calling you out. Those are excuses that are leaving our young men behind. First of all, it does work. We have a 100% high school graduation rate for our male students, and 100% of them have also gone on to some type of post-secondary education. You would be good at mentoring. You are patient enough. There is no movie script super mentor role that you need to fulfill. You just need to be yourself. Mentoring is not always easy, but our mentors consistently say that once they begin mentoring, it's other stuff that they have to make time for. Mentor time is something they look forward to. Men, step up to the plate. Most programs ask you to give just a couple of hours per week. You can include your mentee in things you're already doing, like going to a basketball game, fishing, fixing your car, cooking dinner. Women, reach out to the men in your lives. The best way to recruit a mentor is to tell him you'd make a great mentor. Give him some information on a mentoring program in your area, or consider offering to do it together. Sometimes men will say yes to the opportunity to mentor as a couple. We can match you with a male mentee and you split the mentoring responsibilities between you. It takes men stepping up to the plate to make sure that our society doesn't fail our young men. Men, it's time to become a mentor. This is Greg Meyer.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM. WCHL. What you're saying on the street. Presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Michael Patch. Some state lawmakers suggested raising the speed limit on some interstates to 75 miles per hour. We hit the streets to find out what you think.
Mary Rogers, and I live in Snow Camp, North Carolina. I think 75 miles per hour is pretty fast, and I would say that I would not want it to be raised that high.
Matt Jones, and I live in Chapel Hill. The increase in the speed limit could cause more accidents, but it also has the potential to make things move faster, so it's hard to say what could happen.
Bonnie Russ, Durham. I don't think that would be really safe. There's so many people that drive reckless anyway, and you give them more speed and it would be worse. And then you have other people that drive slow, so that would cause them to be even slower and also cause wrecks.
Janet, Bradder, Orange County. Well, on the one hand, that means more people are going to die on the road and also burn up more gasoline than they would at 55, which happens to be the maximum amount of speed you can do to make the maximum amount of use of your gasoline. On the other hand, people are in a big rush to reach the finish line, I suppose.
Do you think raising the speed limit on some highways to 75 miles per hour is a good or bad idea?
I'm Renee Ayala, and I live in Raleigh.
I think that it is great.
Mickey Klein, I live in Apex. I guess I would be against it. I think people are already going 75, which means they would be going 85.
Grimble, I live in Durham. I think I would oppose it because people already drive 80 anyway, and it would simply mean that they would then be driving 85 as a de facto speed, and I think that would be unsafe. I think it's plenty fast as it is.
Joni Hunt, I live in Sophia, North Carolina.
I think that's just fine.
I have an hour and 15-minute commute every day, and most people are going that speed. I think if they raise the speed limit to that, they need to enforce it.
Elaine Murphy, Chapel Hill. Well, I think 78 miles an hour is fast enough. I don't think they should raise the limit.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at IGotFixed.com.
I'll tell you what, you get out here on I-40 around Chapel Hill, speed limit is 65. You go out there and do 65 and see what happens. You'll get run over out there. I'm serious. And people don't pay attention to the speed limit. They really don't. You raise it up, I don't really think it'd make much difference, except people will start to feel liberal like going even faster. So I don't know if that's a good idea or not. 8:48 at WCHL, 12 minutes until 9 o'clock. This is Ron Stutz. Good morning.
You can't miss Diamonds Direct Crabtree's largest ever ring event this weekend. Every ring is on sale. Thousands. It's a great time to take her existing diamond and give it new life with a fabulous new designer setting. Meet top designers and see all the latest styles and get special pricing on all wedding bands, all sapphire rings, all stackable rings, all three stone rings. It's 3 days of incredible savings on all rings. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood across from Fleming's.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Good morning. It is 8:49, 11 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Well, things have been moving along pretty smoothly all morning long. And if you're out there today and you spot any accidents or experience any kind of unusual delays, let us know about them. You can call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. Do it safely. Let us know, and we'll pass along the word to everybody else and try and help them out a little bit, maybe save them a little time. But that goes for any time, not only during morning drive time here, but also in the afternoon drive time and any time throughout the day, really. Again, give us a call in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, and let us know. We'll pass it along. 8:51 at WCHL, 9 minutes until 9 o'clock. It's Ron Stutz, and time now for your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather. And the weather forecast is brought to you this morning by your friends at Elmo's Diner. When life demands more than just breakfast, Elmo's offers lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and so much more. Elmo's Diner, Carmel Mall in Carrboro. It is 74 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly sunshine. High today in the upper 80s. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. You will notice not one single mention of any rain in the forecast for today or tonight. However, tomorrow we'll have partly sunny skies with a chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm or two in the afternoon. High tomorrow with a low 90s, chance of rain is 30%. That will be a 20% chance of rain coming up tomorrow night. And on Wednesday, we're looking at partly sunny skies. Still 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High in the low 90s. So really hot, muggy weather for most of the week. Temperatures are going to stay in the 90s every day this week. And today might end up being the nicest day of the week. Again, no mention of any rain in the forecast at all. High today about 88 with a lot of sunshine. Good day to get outside and do something today if you have the opportunity at the end of the day. WCHL reminds you, Moral Monday again today in Raleigh, and Rachel Nash will be covering it for our news department. You'll hear all the latest on that bright and early tomorrow morning right here on WCHL. Hey, listen, do you get the word of the day from Wayne Pond today? What is the word? It's a six-letter word, and I think it's an excellent word. And if you can call me and tell me the word, spell it and define it, then I will give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. The word of the day is always brought to you by your friends at Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL, 919-929-WCHL. Call right now, and you can be a winner of a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It is just that easy. Again, the word of the day brought to you by your friends at Franklin Street Realty. All right, call right now.
Moe's Bottle Shop is all about discovery. We've got your go-to favorites, but you've got to believe Moe's knows of at least three other brews that will blow your mind. American craft beer is entering a new era, and we're out front. You can get at Moe's what you can't get anywhere else. Hundreds of different 12-ounce single beers for your six-pack pleasure. Go to mosbottleshop.com to find out who we are, where we are, what we do, and how it works. Moe's Bottle Shop in Hillsboro.
Or your folks are downsizing, you need a place you can trust to sell valuable items such as sterling flatware, tea sets, gold jewelry, coins, watches, and more. Jewel Recycle is the place to sell these items in Chapel Hill, located inside University Mall between Chick-fil-A and Engravables. Selling your items to Jewel Recycle is fast and easy. You can walk in without an appointment and walk out with cash in hand. There's never any pressure. Selling gold or silver, visit Jewel Recycle in University Mall.
All right, 8:53 at WCHL, 7 minutes until 9 o'clock. Hey, thank you for the phone calls this morning, and if I was not able to answer your phone call, I apologize for that. I was on the line with Mike Komovas, who called in with the word of the day. He was the first one to get to me, and Mike knows that the word of the day is anomie, A-N-O-M-I-E. A-N-O-M-I-E, anomy. It means social instability, alienation, or erosion of morals and values. Oh, boy, could there be a more appropriate word? Boy, congratulations, Mike. You get a $10 gift card to Cruisers, and we'll have another word for you bright and early tomorrow, right here on WCHL. We do it at about 10 minutes until 8 o'clock.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL hometown hero is Mary Lawrence, President and CEO of Cornucopia House Cancer Support Center.
Why does this make you feel so good to be involved in such an important organization?
Oh, gosh, Ron. My sister is a cancer survivor. My dad is a cancer survivor. I never realized until I started working at Cornucopia how important support on the cancer journey was. And I've seen the services that we provide and the impact, the positive impact, and the way in which what we do really does help patients and their families. So many people that have a cancer diagnosis feel alone and isolated. They have so many questions. They have such a great need for information. And they want to be with other people who have been on the journey that they're walking now. And through the relationships that are built amongst participants, a bond is created and they get a sense of support from each other. They learn from each other. They give strength and hope to each other. And we know that what we do makes such a big difference.
Mary Lawrence says Cornucopia House provides support of all kinds for people going through a very difficult time.
It's interesting now to see that both Duke and UNC Comprehensive Cancer Centers are offering comprehensive support like Cornucopia is. And I think this is a testimonial to a real movement in the United States to understand that cancer affects your mind, your body, and your spirit. And it's not just the clinical side of the disease that needs to be treated, but we need to see all of that person and help them in different ways and on different levels. They can go to Cornucopia's website, which is www.cancersupportforyou.org. You can learn all about it or just call our office, which is 401-9333.
Mary Lawrence, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
WCHL, good morning. It is 8:57, 3 minutes until 9 o'clock. And hope you're going to get out there and enjoy the day today. Do something outside if you have an opportunity, because it should be a nice day, although a little on the warm side. Mostly sunny today, high today in the upper 80s.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Convenience store coffee is known for being convenient, but at Cruisers it also tastes great. Our Beans Cafe coffees are made from fresh brewed Arabica beans. Choose from light or dark roast and flavored coffee.
2 hours. That's all it takes to change a life. Dedicate 2 hours a week to the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program. You can make a difference in the life of a kid like me. My mentor helps me make good grades and make good life decisions. Just 2 hours of your time could really help another student make it to graduation. For more information, contact Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate at 918-2170. Thanks, WCHL, for supporting Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program and kids like me.
Great news from Durham Tech for those with a bachelor's degree needing additional classes to prepare for graduate or professional school. Whether it's anatomy and physiology, microbiology, statistics, pathophysiology, psychology, or sociology, go to durhamtech.edu and type the words visiting degree students into the search box. Get the special admission code and become eligible to enroll for the spring 2014 semester. Get the full details at durhamtech.edu.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Time now for your Chapel Hill cover of weather. It's brought to you by Southern Seasons. Visit Southern Seasons today and experience all things delicious in one amazing destination. Shop their world-class wine selection, expansive assortment of artisan candies, exquisite housewares, and famous gift baskets for every occasion at the University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather, 75 degrees right now. Mostly sunny, high today in the upper 80s. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. No mention of any rain in the forecast for today or tonight. Isn't that refreshing? Tomorrow, partly sunny, 30% chance of rain, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the low 90s. Tomorrow night, a 20% chance of rain with a low 72. And then Wednesday, 20% chance of showers. Once again, high in the low 90s.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina, 97.9 FM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Here's the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community.